are joined by winner of tonight's SpeedyCash.com 250, driver of the number 42 Nice Motorsports Chevrolet, Carson Hosevar. Carson, this is your first NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series win. How does it feel?
It feels really good. I'm sure it'll feel better Monday and Tuesday when I can finally register this. It's super special. Of all days, I would have picked to win. I didn't think this one. And that seems to be always the case when you have your first one and that big story that you have so many, especially last week, the rough ache of that. So it's just the fact I'm sitting here is super, super, like, I never would have guessed at all at any lap of that race.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll go right back there with Justin. Okay. 1 second.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Carson, congratulations. Obviously, you've wanted this for a long time. So you've kind of let your emotions all pour out on the front stretch. But I want to let you know, out of all the races that I've been to, I think that's the most fans I've seen for a truck winner come up to the front of the fence line at the front stretch and celebrate with you. So I don't know if you saw that. And if you did, just kind of what's your reaction to that?
There's a lot going on for me. I was just trying not to pass out. I just couldn't believe it, from not knowing 100% if we won or not to legitimately just winning and hugging every crew guy. I didn't want to miss one, and seeing all the fans, and I wanted to take in every second I could. And I wish I was still out there just hooting and hollering right now, but it's I got a lot of pictures and a lot of videos and bazillion people that know me and I'm close with that I've only gotten closer to, that we'll be able to tell this story for a long time, especially being in Al's backyard and Wex's backyard and Worldwide Express's backyard. I mean, they couldn't be a more perfect racetrack.
And then a few big wrecks in today's race, but obviously you were kind of involved in that last one there on the white flag lap. Just kind of share your perspective of what you saw leading up to that collision.
I mean, I didn't see a lot. I saw the 4 or the 2 and the 38 hit in 3 and 4 and knew I might have a shot here and to kind of have a shot. And they really got hitting and really got close. So they kind of stalled each other out. And in my head off of 4, I was thinking if I could put this bottom 3 and have clean air, I might get them tight or, you know, have a shot there. And my nose was up. I was flying the nose. I was in the draft. I was going to turn as left as I could. And I wasn't 100% lifting. All of a sudden, the 2 hooked left and kind of came back right. And, I mean, I was planning on either pushing him and getting down. I was planning on filling the hole. And, you know, it's you don't want to ever wreck a guy, especially the speeds. You know, I don't want to play the hurt card, but, like, I've gotten hurt before. I know what it feels like. I don't want to do that rather than I don't want to do that intentionally, especially I don't want to win that way. But he just came off the grass sideways, and the second I touched him, he was around. So he was the dominant truck all day, Danny Stockman and Nick Sanchez and all the KBM group. They're Chevy now, so don't ever want to touch them or hurt them or do that ever intentionally. But just part of last lap, wide open. You know, if he doesn't get loose, I'm going to try and get it a shot.
Go right up here.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Carson, we were talking this morning, you know, as 20 years old, you have this amazing job where you get to drive race cars for a living. And now at 20 years old, I believe you are the 123rd winner in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. That's got to feel pretty cool, doesn't it?
It feels really good that this thing's coming home with me and gets to sit there and I get a banner on the shop, and finally every media outlet and every friend and family can finally stop saying today's your day. So today was finally our day and I can finally stop getting asked that. We just go for more. The first one's always harder. And I said this team is capable of winning 5 races, and that's what it takes to win a championship. When I said that, I don't mean that, like, we're going to go win 5 races. If you're going to be the dominant force and win championship, you got to win five races. You got to win two in the regular season and then each round to be the full-blown favorite, you know, no playoff, no Mickey Mouse, no nothing. Like, you just won the championship. So we just got one.
Do we have any other questions for Carson? Let's go back to Justin, and then we'll go up here.
Mike Depp from Front Stretch. Usually when you win a race, you take the checkered flag and you come across. Today it was...
We still took it. You did, but you also... I was watching. I wanted to see it.
But you also had to wait a little bit for confirmation that that you were the winner, and I watched your team and the tension that they were feeling at the time. What were you feeling in the car?
I mean, I wasn't going to celebrate too soon. I didn't think it was much of a question, and you know, the finish I thought was more under review, like they said, of behind me. But I mean, there's been crazier things that happen. There's been people that have crossed the line and not won the race first. So I wasn't going to destroy that truck and burn it the hell down if I didn't know 100%. So I sat there and I started to cry a little bit. That, you know, it was just all kind of sunk in right there, and then the rest was just, I pegged that thing through the floorboard and just started doing donuts like I've always imagined.
So what about the victory chain that you've got on?
I'm going to wear this everywhere. I'm going to remind everybody. The whole week, I'm going to walk into Bristol Dirt with this thing on. Next guy's going to get one, but hopefully it's us again, and I'll wear twice. But if need be, if I hold this thing all week, you know, you're only as good as your last week, so I got a week to really pump this up.
All right, we'll go back to Justin.
Yeah, you're just alluding to it earlier, but what's it, that monkey off your back? Like, how does that feel now? Because you've been so close so many times, you've had so many doubts, like even from yourself. Now it's all gone. Like, how does that feel?
There's just a lot less pressure. I just have always thought, even myself, even today, I'm like, man, if people just stop asking me, maybe I'll be able to do it. Like, just something. It's just nice to have that question put to bed. And if I wake up tomorrow and never get to drive a race car again, I will always have a trophy with my name on it. And that's, you don't know when your last day is. You don't know the last race you're going to run. And I'm just glad that I got that one.
Do we have any final questions? We're going to come back up here.
Forgot to ask this earlier, but as a 20-year-old, how are you going to celebrate this win tonight?
I'm going to watch a lot of people get drunk. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to watch a lot.
All right, Carson, congratulations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.